Hey, it's Janessa.
And I'm Katie.
And this is
Say What?
Hey, guys, we're back. Hope everybody had a good Christmas, Kwanzaa.
Whatever the
Hanukkah.
Heck you. Yeah. Isn't there another one?
I'm sure there are a lot. I'm not that well
versed. What's the African one?
Kwanzaa.
That's Kwanzaa?
Yeah.
I thought that was Indian.
I don't know what the Indian one is.
Okay. Well, whatever it was that you were celebrating, we hope you had a good time.
Yes.
Yes. You're not too hungover and you still feel good about yourself.
Yeah. You feel good about going into 2022 with changed mindset, right?
That's right.
New year, new me. I hate that saying.
Do you really?
Yes, because I was just talking to Monica, who I work out with in the mornings. It's like this idea that we've created that you're going to make that change in January. It's a new year, but it's realistically, it's just time. Like time is just this continuum of things, and we compartmentalize it like, okay, well, I'm going to do this when the new year starts.
But I think that's also because, for me, with the holidays, like I know that I'm going to give in to drinking or get-togethers or eating, you know, I'm not going to want to deprive myself.
Yeah.
And so once that section of time, you know, is done, you don't have a lot of those gatherings, you know, come January, and that's the perfect time to like detox and then try to fix the next year. But I totally get what you're saying. Like, you should be able to do that at any time during the year. But I think that's what most people kind of gravitate to in terms of their thinking, you know?
Well, it's like, I'll start my diet on Monday.
Well, oh, that's
why not
me.
Today?
Because like, it's Tuesday. You don't start on a Tuesday. If you fucked up your food on Tuesday morning, you're like, no, if I can't start on Wednesday, the whole week's gone. I got to start on Monday. That's me to a T. I am so mental about stuff.
Yeah. So it's just like this idea that you and people I think it's just because people do the same shit all the time.
Yeah.
If you start something great in January, like I'm going to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And the gyms are packed. They're fucking
packed.
Oh, that's
where they get all their members is January.
And then everybody drops off.
Yeah.
That's what drives me crazy. Like people have these unrealistic expectations. Just start slow. Start when it's right for you and do what's good for you, not for someone else. And, you know, if Monday's a good starting point, then start on Monday.
Yeah.
If January 1 is a good starting point, then start on that. But stay
with it.
Yeah. I think it's just like this fake representation on social media, which everything is. But new year, new me. I'm like, bitch, it's not new you. You're going to be doing the same shit 2 weeks later. Don't lie to yourself.
Yeah.
Because I know that it ain't true.
Well, in terms of like diet and exercise, so it is proven that it takes 20. Oh God, I'm going to forget. It's either 22 or 23 days of doing something consistently to become a true routine and a habit.
Yeah.
So, and when I've gone like balls to the wall with my workouts and my dieting, it is 1000% true for me. Like it's a struggle for me for those like 22 days. And after I'm like, no, this is all I know. This is what I do. This is how I eat. This is how I move.
Yeah.
And I start seeing a huge change in my body. The last 4 years, I have failed. I'll get to like day 16. And I don't know what it is outside of the fact that I'm super mental that something will take me down. I'll either get injured with one of my workouts or something so incredibly stressful happens that I'm like, I reach for the bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Or something comes up and then there's like a meal that I have with friends or family. And then I'm like, oh, fuck it. And I go on the fuck it diet. And but every time that I've ever been able to get to that 22, 23 day mark, I have succeeded and lost like 40 pounds. And it's like, it really is just a whole complete change. I'm looking forward to 2022 for being selfish. And I don't care how that sounds.
As you should.
I just, yes and no, but it is time that I focus on what is healthy for me, not just food and exercise. That's going to be a big part. of next year for me. But I have so many things that are going to be happening. You know, my son graduates from high school. Shelby's going to be going into high school. And I just, there's like this whole mental shift for me that I'm entering a different stage of my life. Mm-hmm. I was able to prove to myself that I can succeed in a business that I'm passionate about. And so I've already proved that to myself. Mm-hmm. So now that I've done that, I feel like this next year, I'm not going to work myself to like only getting 3 to 4 hours of sleep every night. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. It's not healthy. I feel like I'm strung out all the time. I'm stressed out. I love what I do, but I don't say no to people mm-hmm. or clients very well. And so when I have tried to create a schedule for myself where, you know, I'll give myself maybe a day or two and then I'll start the next project. When I have somebody that doesn't want to wait, you know, 2 months or 3 months to me, I'm like, well, it's just a hallway or it's just an office. Maybe I'll put them into that slot. And then I end up doing that consistently. And then yeah. I have zero time. So I'm not going to do that next year. I am going to spread myself and my calendar out so that I have more me time mm-hmm. to work out, more me time to like pamper myself, get my freaking hair and nails done, mm-hmm. like simple things. Time for me to go on a date with my husband and plan things out and feel like I have time to do that. Yeah. Time to do one-on-one time with each of my children because I am definitely at that point where each of these moments are incredibly precious because, mm-hmm. you know, and with Brody, it's I'm crying all the time because this chapter of his boyhood is coming to an end. Yeah. And I am going to cling on to these last couple months as hard as I possibly can. And I'm just, my energy, mental and physical energy is going to be really important to me. Because I've wanted to grab a hold of that for a while now. And the only person that's going to make it happen is me. Mm-hmm. You know, I put other people and their needs above my own because I do like to make people happy. But it's time, you know, it's time.
Yeah, because no one's going to win if you just get so like run down.
Burn out. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just not, it's not healthy.
Yeah. And I want to be able to prove that I could get my shit together with my own like health before my son graduates. You know, it's been long enough. I've struggled for 7 years with my weight. Before that, you know, I was okay. So I just don't want them to remember that I was or think that I'm always going to be like this because I was an athlete. I wasn't somebody that carried weight around on me. My looks were important. My looks have not been important to me for 7 years. So, you know, I want to be able to have fun when I go shopping.
Yeah.
When I don't go shopping for myself because I'm going to end up crying in a dressing room and nothing's going to fit. And I, you know, it's not a good feeling. So I don't want to do it. And I'd rather just spend money on, you know, the kids or, you know, making the house look nice or something like that. Cause I feel like I can enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like we've had this conversation several times, but you know, if you're pouring too much into everybody else and not into yourself and there no one else is pouring back into you, then you just literally you're going to run out of
yeah
yourself to give. You just won't, it's right. just not going to, it's not yeah. going to be a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, I'm that's all on board for that. I just need you to hire someone that's the gatekeeper that can tell them, no, Katie can't do that. No, Katie can't do that.
I need to, you know, it's funny because I can be like a royal bitch, right? I have two modes. I have a people pleaser where like with business.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with my family. But when it comes to, you know, how people act with my family or my friends or with me, I can be abrasive
yeah.
very easily. And in fact, one of my biggest struggles my whole life is to learn to not be as abrasive and to choose my battles, choose my words, and be intentional. I think I've been really, really good about that the last like 2.5 years that we've lived here. Like, it, had you known me before, you'd be like, oh my God, put a muzzle on her.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had knee-jerk reactions all the time. Like, if a thought hit my head, I said it out loud. Yes. So I have, like, matured. I'm actually really proud of myself with how I changed since we moved here. But that was something that I set out for myself when we moved here. I'm like, okay, it is a fresh start moving somewhere. I am going to be very careful and intentional about my energy. Peace, my inner peace became very, very important to me with mm-hmm. moving here. And so that's why, you know, and you've seen in certain friend situations where I chose not to speak.
Yeah.
So, and that was like, that was the worst, absolute worst. Cause my mentality before was always like, oh, you're going to get a piece of my mind.
Yeah.
You want to try to hurt me? Oh, honey, I am going to hurt you tenfold. Cause that's the Taurus in me. Right.
Yeah.
So,
you're just a bull.
And I can actually scare myself sometimes with how, like, dark I can go yeah. and how mean I can be with my words. And so, yeah, I'm going to give myself a little tap on the back, little kudos that I'm not as horrible of a person as I was before. I've grown up. I've definitely grown up.
I mean, I don't know if it's, like, horrible. It's just, and I didn't know you prior to that, so I can't make any judgments. Yeah. But that's what makes the world go round.
Yeah.
And then you've got people who are just like fluff and buff all day long, tell people what they want to hear, and then they're totally different people, which I cannot stand that. So, yeah.
Look at me. Look at how I'm portraying myself. Mm. And it's like, bitch, you are not perfect.
Yeah.
Don't try to spin that, because nobody's going to think that your life is so perfect or your marriage is so perfect or... you don't struggle with any insecurities or doubts with yourself or your marriage or your life or whatever. I mean, I just hate the fake facade. So with me, it's like what you see is what you get. I don't like to play up myself to be something more polished because I'm not polished. Oh my God. So at that party the other night.
Yeah.
So... I realized, I'm like, God, I was actually having an internal dialogue after I would say certain things where I'm like, God, I'm not even trying to seem like somewhat polished in front of new people, right?
So, but who cares?
I know, but you know me, right? I'm just going to say whatever I think in certain
situations
without being mean now, but if something is funny to me or whatever, I'll say it. So, we were in this gal's room. She was showing us like some of her new furniture. And then she showed us this huge floor mirror. And she's like, yes, this is where I work out and blah, 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 blah. She's like, I've never had like a full length mirror before. And I'm like, I haven't either until we moved here. I'm like, that's what my body looks like. I'm like this. Look, you could stand here when you have big boobs like this. I could actually see my vagina now. I've got like five women I've never like met before. And I was like, did you just say that, Katie? You
yes.
said that. Yes, you did.
But
you
people sure appreciate did. That. And if they don't, then you're like, weed them out. I'm not wasting my fucking time with you.
I know, but, you know, that's where I'm like, God, I can't even try to be polished. There you go. Now you know me.
Yeah. You're like, I can't see my vagina. Okay, these things are gigantic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah. That's one of the goals in 2022 is that I lose enough weight that I could see my vagina again.
Are you going to write that down?
Yeah.
Should write it on your mirror.
Yeah.
Lose enough weight to see my vagina.
I know.
Boom. Done.
Look, okay, we're going to go there. Do you know how difficult it is to shave your vagina that you cannot see? Think of just closing your eyes and trying to shave your vagina. The entire thing. You don't have to do that. I mean, that's a freaking miracle. May all the women on this earth know what it's like to not have to shave their vagina. No, but if it's going to be like... I could just let it go native, right? And be too scared that I'm going to cut myself open. But my God, like, I've got a shaver. So, I mean, it truly is a struggle. And I feel like I have this very innate skill set that I have now that I can shave a full vagina without cutting myself, it takes me about 30 minutes because you have to be so careful. I feel so bad for Travis. He's like, wow. So it's always too much information.
We talk about vaginas and then I go there. Well, I only know from when I was really pregnant. So it wasn't a boob thing. It was just a big stomach thing. Yeah. And you just have to feel, and then I would shave, then I would feel if it was gone, then shave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole thing. Gianna, well, my boob could, like, and stomach that I can't see. But... Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of things. Like, I have to try to pull my boob this way, my stomach this way, and then look. And then if I got to get to the crease over here, then it's boob this way, stomach up to the side. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Okay, so if you're going to go on this health journey, what are your plans? I love working out with Monica. She's in our neighborhood. You want to know why?
I'm not going to work out with some of those girls. I'm not going to do
it. But it's not.
I'm not going to do her boot camp with some of those females. No, don't do
that. It's a one-on-one. It's just, I work out with her one-on-one in the morning. Oh. She's completely separate from any of that. So she is just to customize it to what you want. She's got all kinds of clients that are in Dry Creek, outside of Dry Creek. I don't know of anybody else that works out with her except for Allie. But the other women are in there.
I thought that she mainly does the boot camp, and then those girls are always there. So I'm like, no.
No. That's just like a side thing.
Gotcha.
She does personal training. So I work out with her like 3 days a week. Just her and I, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God, hell no.
No, you choose your time. She's got,
I am not
like,
a morning person.
She's got a whole slot, but it's an hour-long thing, and she does the whole measurements, the pictures, you know, what you don't want, but that's what you need to be able to see.
I always do my before photos, like when I'm starting. Yeah. My Peloton that I have not used for a year will be a huge thing that I devote my time to. I mean, my God, I dumped money into that room in my house where I did the whole wall is all mirrors.
Yeah.
Got the Peloton, got the mats. We've got a little bench to do, you know, dumbbells and all that other stuff. I just need to frickin' do it.
But do you have the drive to, that's my issue. Is like, I can jump on the Peloton and I can do a quick cardio. Mm-hmm. But Peloton has all the apps, right? Like you could do the strength and all that. I just need that person pushing me, and I need Monica, like, she comes up with the workouts. Mm-hmm. I don't, she does it, and then she's the one that's pushing me.
Yeah,
it's that someone holding you accountable that I personally need.
So I think because I've dropped a lot of weight before, I know how my body responds to certain things, and because I still have this crazy autoimmune, and I can injure myself really quickly, so I have to do baby steps.
Yeah.
So I've learned exactly what I have to eat, but I will be successful is if I have my meal plan and I put together my meals so that all I have to do, it's already done. So at the beginning of the week, you know, I'll do like 3 or 4 days. And then, you know, on that last day, then I'll do the next couple of days. I have to have it regimented. I am so mental, and I'm very black and white when I go there. And so that's why it's difficult with the work thing, is that I am an all or nothing person.
Yeah.
So if I'm deciding like, that's it, I'm having a whole like makeover deal. I have to make sure I work out at the exact same time of day. I have the exact same breakfast every day, same lunch, same dinner. Mm-hmm. I have to do that. So once I lose about 15 pounds, then I up the game because I plateau really easy. Mm-hmm. And so then I have to up the game from, you know, just doing like all walks a day to then I can jump on my Peloton.
Yeah.
Because that shit hurts. Your ass and your vagina.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever gotten off the Peloton and all of a sudden you're like, that feels sexual on my vagina because it goes numb. And then like when it comes back to life, you're like, oh, Oh. Is it just me? Is it just me?
I don't feel that, but I've been riding the Peloton pretty consistently. You just get used to it.
Oh my God. The first time you go on is the worst the next couple days. And then I remember the second time that I did it, I almost didn't get on because my ass hurt so bad, your sits bones. And I was like, no, I'm just going to do it. And as first time I sat down, I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. But then it went numb after like a minute, and then I could get through the workout. But yeah, it's very interesting. I still think that they need to do, like, for the larger set people, they need to do like a gel pad on there because it's intense.
It is. I think their point for Peloton is for you
to not be sitting.
Yeah.
I'm a sitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll get there.
Yeah. It's baby steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's see. When I can lose the 40 pounds, it took me about 3.5 months. So it's like, but when you're bigger, you can lose weight faster.
Yeah.
But I need to lose, hold on, I'm going to use my phone here. Let's see. I mean, I need to lose 70 pounds.
And that's your goal for next year?
Mm-hmm.
In a year. Is that healthy?
It is healthy. I've lost 100 pounds in 9 months before.
Holy hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and I know that I can do it. I've proved to myself that I can do it. And look, I can have a banging body when I do lose the weight.
Yeah.
So
it's just a balance, right? Like, I'm not willing to give up to stop drinking.
I have to stop drinking.
Yeah.
You can lose weight and still drink?
No. I mean, I drink like on the weekend, so.
Yeah. But you don't have to lose any weight. See, that's the thing.
I mean,
you do it
for me.
For the health. Like,
yeah. Like, I want to feel good naked. I'm bigger than I've ever been.
What?
For me, yeah.
I can't see that.
Yeah. I'm the least fit I've ever been.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, but you wear it really well.
Thank you. It's all part of the whole autoimmune thing, though. Yeah. So. You know, I have no metabolism, so we're fighting that. That's what I told Monica too. I was like, just so you know, I don't want you to, as like a personal trainer, to get frustrated.
Yeah.
We've got a huge uphill battle.
Yep.
So I just want to feel good, and I do feel good. Mm-hmm. And I want things to feel like tighter, but I know that it's not, you know, this is going to be it's going to be a long process. So.
Have you ever seen that movie Knocked Up?
Yes.
And when she's pregnant, right? And the boss, she goes to see the boss, and he's like, so we're not telling you to lose weight, but we'd like you to tighten up. Yes. Just tighten it up a little bit.
That's what it reminded me of. I would fucking throat punch someone if they told me that. I'd be like, wow. Okay, hold on. Let me set my drink down.
Yeah. So that's a whole thing.
Any other goals for 2022?
I want to, so in terms of my business, I have several with, like, I'm going to be more organized. I need to set up like different contracts, things like that. There's just things that I need to clean up a little bit, but I am going to raise my prices because now I feel like I feel good about saying that I'm worth it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to do like more professional photos, and I am going to try to get better with these Instagram reels.
Ugh.
They're hard. I don't know. I just need to, I need to figure out Instagram reels so that I can look as legit as some of the other ones that are coming out in my industry. Because some of them, God, I'm like, how do they do that type of transition? Or how do they make the photos so clear in the reel? That kills me.
Yeah.
Because I don't do Canva or anything like that. I do Lightroom, but I don't think I have the dimensions right of the photos to make them clear. I honestly would love to hire an Instagram like guru to sit down and like just go through the whole thing with me and just show me, like, teach me how to do
this
properly.
You need a young kid. I know. That's what you need.
I know.
Find someone in college.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be their part-time gig.
Yeah.
That's what they, I'm sure, would love to do.
Right?
Like, I hate doing it. I really do.
I like it because I do like to learn new things. Yeah. But if I'm going to do a reel, it usually takes me like 20, 30 minutes. Like,
yeah.
It's doing it over and over and over again. And then, you know, it's just the best that I can do of what I put out there. So I would like to figure that out. And yeah, I want to figure out some vacations next year because we've always been so terrible about vacations, so bad about it.
We were to Florida this year.
You are?
No, you went to Florida this year.
We did. That was like a big trip for us.
Yeah.
We typically don't do things like that. We're more like the houseboating family or, you know, places that are just close that you can drive to or something like that. We were, for all these years, planning on doing Brody's graduation present as going to Hawaii because we've never been to Hawaii. But with the restrictions, it's a no. That's a no for me.
Yeah.
So now we're trying to figure out where we can go without the restrictions, but still.
That's about it.
Or like maybe Destin or like 3OA or something like that because it'd still be really cool. So we shall see. I mean, we've never done Universal Studios.
That's
fun.
We
did Disneyland with the kids, you know, when they were younger. And so, you know, that could be kind of cool with that age group. I don't know.
Universal Studios is fun. Yeah. I love Harry Potter, though. So,
yeah,
I'm just like that sci-fi nerd. Although I've never seen Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh. Do they have like a big Star Wars thing there?
No, that's Disney, I think. But
yeah, I think Disney had it. Yeah.
Yeah. But Harry, they have a whole Harry Potter land. I think at both. It started in Florida and then they have one in California.
I know we're going to Montana in January because we're gonna going to go check out Bozeman for Montana State for Brody.
Bozeman's nice.
And then we have friends that live in Whitefish. So we're like, okay, well, why don't we go there? And then we can go visit them in Whitefish.
Whitefish is nice.
And
it's going to be cold in January.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's how you experience like what, you know, it's not going to be warm all the time. They have true like seasons.
Yeah.
So
especially white
severe.
Fish.
Yeah.
Cause they're like maybe 2 hours away from Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eric would go when he went to Alaska all the time for work. It's kind of crazy. His first couple trips up there was like a big eye opener because when he would go to Fairbanks, I mean, it would be like -6 or like -15 or something like that. And he's like, it's a trip because you go to the grocery store and all the cars are running. They're left unlocked. They're plugged in. You know, I'm like, what? No one would steal anything. It's like, if you steal somebody's car, you are a true asshole.
And you can't drive that fast when in those conditions. So where the hell are you going to go?
Yeah. Or if you spit, it will turn to ice and before it hits the ground. Or if you can make little clouds, if you were to pour water out, you know, and all of a sudden it becomes like this cloud and you can lift it up in the air. It's crazy.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. So he's like, that's cold.
Yeah. That is so cold.
Yeah. So, that'd be kind of cool to see, but I wouldn't want to like live in it like that.
No.
Oh, excuse me.
You need some coffee.
I know. I need more coffee. Okay. You know that I love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what do you have planned?
So I kind of want to check out Salem, Massachusetts because they do like crazy Halloween festivals where like the whole town, it's just like they are devoted to Halloween.
Okay, if you do that, I am going with you.
Would you really go?
Yes.
Because I wanted to take Shelby. And like they'll do a whole thing where everybody's dressed as witches and they have floating witch hats throughout the whole town. And you get to go through all the actual houses, like the historic houses that were considered the witch houses.
Yes.
And they do this whole thing. And it's just supposed to be awesome.
I'm infatuated with witches.
Yes.
I think that's why I like Harry Potter, too, because it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Wizards and witches. Mm-hmm. There was a show. I can't remember what channel it was on. It was called Salem. and it was about witches, and they took it off the air, but it was so good.
I used to watch The Circle, and it was on CW, and that was really good, and then they took it off. But I always, anything that was ever with witches, I always watched. My mom went to a psychic when she was 13 years old, and it was at a birthday party in California. And
that's
psychic.
Interesting.
I know. And she
was. What kind of birthday? Were they in Venice or what?
But they had, it was in like Redwood City. And I guess the psychic came and she pointed my mom out of the group. And she said that my mom was a witch in a past life. And she said, like, it's not like a scary thing. She said it's more like you were a healer, but considered a witch. Yeah. And then when I went to I've gone to a couple of psychics in my life. And when I took my mom to this medium in Washington, I took her and my sister-in-law. And when she read my mom, she also brought up that my mother was like a witch, but like a witch doctor type. She said, also healer. She said, you used to help a lot of women during their pregnancies and their births, and you would do a lot of natural healing techniques and things like that. So that was crazy that it was brought up twice.
Yeah.
I just talked to your mom about this.
Did you?
Yes. And we agreed we need to take her to go see. She wants to go see a psychic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's do it. Yeah. Let's find a good one. I was told by three different psychics that I was going to have twins at 27. So my first time that I saw a psychic was 13, and I was with my mom, my mom's best friend, and my best friend, Laura. And this was also in California. And it was weird. It was like at some mansion thing. Like, I don't even know why. They just maybe found her on a whim, or I forget. I was only 13. So, but I remember going in, and the only thing that I could remember from my conversation with the woman is she said that I was going to have twins at 27. I don't know why it stuck with me, but it did. And then when I went to another psychic in Washington, she said I was going to have twins at 27. And then also that same psychic said that, and I told your mom this, that it was right after I became a single mom. And so, of course, I was like, am I going to end up with him or am I going to find somebody else? She said that my husband, what she could see of him is that he wore a blue uniform, a Navy uniform. And I'm like, so a cop? And she's like, I don't think a cop, but, copper,
not a
copper badge.
Yeah.
Not a cop, but I just see him in a Navy blue uniform. And I'm like, okay. She said, he's also going to be working in a brick building. And she said, I see pink flowers up front. Like, okay. So fast forward, after I've been dating my husband for a while, I went to go bring him lunch at work. And as I'm walking into the place, I noticed that it's a brick building. And I look to my side and there's pink flowers. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just crazy, right? Because it's not even something that I. And then the Navy blue uniform was when he played in the minors for baseball. He wore, his jersey was all Navy.
Oh, wow.
So those are like the little connections. And then when our fourth anniversary, we went to Seaside, Oregon. And Eric never believed in psychics or anything like that. We were walking by these stores and, oh, we got it. We're almost done here. We were walking by these stores and there was a psychic palm reader. Eric goes, I want to go in. I'm like, are you crazy? He's like, no, I really want to do it. I'm like, okay, we go in. She's reading him. And she knows, like, everything about, like, his dad and all this stuff. And she says to him, you're meant to have four children. One that is not blood related. So then that would be Brody.
Yeah.
And she said, but I only see three pregnancies, which means that one is twins. And so I had my tubes tied right after Shelby was born. When I was 24, because I was so scared of the whole twin thing.
Yeah.
And, but I just knew that my number was two. And so that gave me goosebumps because, okay, now we have all these times that we were told twins.
Yeah.
And so we feel like we left two up there in heaven.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's, I mean, what sad. Are you going to do?
I know. What are you going to do? But how crazy.
That is
so
weird.
We have to take your mom, because I told her, I was like, from everything that I've heard about your husband, he is totally going to come through.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think that that would just be amazing. She said that they wanted to go see Psychic Medium. Or the the Long Island. And then COVID hit and then they couldn't see her.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, we got to figure this out for you. Yeah.
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
So, yeah.
I want to do it too.
Okay. Well, let's figure it out. 2022,
we're going to go see psychics.
2022, psychics, baby.
All right, guys. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
We'll see you in the new year.
Hell yeah. 2022.
Like us. Send some comments, some DMs, give us some ideas of things you want us to talk about. If it's controversial, we're okay with that.
Yeah. Guys, go on our Instagram page. For the love of God, tell us what you think. You love us, you hate us, you have ideas. We truly want to hear from you. So hit us up.
Yes.
Say What Podcast 2021.
And like us, share us, all that good stuff on Apple, Spotify, whatever medium you're listening on.
Yeah. And thanks for listening to us this year. Yes,
we love you. Peace out, 2021.
All right, out like a boner in sweatpants.
That's it.
All right, time's up, people. Hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as we did.
Yeah, come find us on social media, on Instagram, Say What Podcast 2021. Give us a follow. If you have questions or topics you want us to cover, you can slide that right into our DM.
Slide it in like butter, baby.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review.
Cheers.